in our prayers for the new church, which we formed just now, we have a response. It's our usual response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Let us pray. Ever-living God, you have loved us with an everlasting love, and you have continued to be faithful to us, as you promised to all who've put their trust in our Lord Jesus. Father, rebuild us again. Build Christ's church as Jesus promised. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bring renewal to your whole church, Lord. Revitalize our ministry to the world and restore the missing generations. Where we need repentance, bring it to us. And remind us to seek you in prayer for all that we do. Give us fresh faith and vision, new life and power, and courage and joy in serving you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us to be a people more and more in tune with you, asking you day by day how you want to use us, and joining with what you're already doing in our community. Help us to seek and to respond to your call. Bless us with the wisdom and power of your Spirit, that we may bring the good news of Jesus to the people of our town and of the whole area. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, help us to be the peacemakers that you call us to be, to live in such a way that we heal wounds rather than create them. Help us in speaking the truth in love to each other, and help us to be a caring people, looking out for each other's interests. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the peace of the world, conscious of the situation in Ukraine, in Yemen, in Myanmar, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We pray especially for your people in these places, that you would not only support them, but make them a burning and a shining light, bringing hope to others despite the darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With your people of every age and place, you will bring us to your new creation, united through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught his followers to pray in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.